I'm Randy.
I'm Tim, and this is Flipper Flicks.
See, we all don't have to say Flipper Flicks first, Sam.
That's true.
I'm Adam.
I'm Sam.
And I got attacked.
I'm Tim.
Tim is here.
He's
there's
here twice.
Tim and Tim.
Past Tim and current timeline Tim.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. We both have to be here.
Well, no, that was future Tim, remember?
Okay, well, whatever. There's two timelines.
Same difference.
Tim.
There's two. You know,
yeah, there's definitely
one
two
would be
of
a past
Tim,
anyway.
So there are three Ghosts of Christmas, Tim.
Oh, man.
But anyways, we're doing potential flick. Well, we're calling potential flicks on our side.
Yeah.
I don't know what
words we need to clean up a little bit, basically.
Yeah, like they've been there for years.
From the vault.
Ooh, the vault.
Yeah.
Whoa. We could call it vault something. Episode vault number one.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
You're welcome.
Thanks, gang.
Stole that from Disney. Hope they don't sue us.
Whoa. You don't right, say that. She's getting bleeped. She's got to get bleeped. So what was...
Something else.
No, I like the vault. They don't own the word the vault.
Yeah, that's
what about
like,
the closet? Because you just like, you know, skeletons you in your closet.
That's true.
That sounds grim.
Yeah, that's okay though.
See, I was trying to incorporate a giant pile of money like a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really have a name.
The movie, the popcorn, the wardrobe.
What? What? I get where you're going.
This is what you get, on the spot.
We can
from the attic.
Like we got some
liquor flicks. Yeah, we can figure it out.
And for the seven people that are like, why the fuck are they wasting the on air with this? You
could
just suggest it via Instagram and tell us.
Like
what you
I'm
think
going
it should
to
be.
Edit this out.
Yeah.
But Tim is up first.
I'm up first.
What did you pick?
I picked Slayers.
Slayers.
Movie from 2022.
Oh, it's that fresh.
I randomly saw it one day. I don't even know where. I think I saw like part of the trailer and I was like, sure, why not? Or I saw it like on Hulu when I was scrolling through. I was like, this could be interesting. I think that's what happened.
Probably.
But that's where I watched it, Hulu.
I remember seeing like, I remember it dropping and it like, it has a very... interesting cover, so I was like, oh, maybe we'll watch it. And then you put it on the list, and then it got pushed away.
To eternity, into the vault.
Yep.
2 years later.
Yeah.
So, if you're curious, here's the synopsis. It's a comedy fantasy horror.
Not an
action?
A
group of superstar influencers are drawn to a reclusive billionaire's mansion only to find themselves trapped in the lair of an evil vampire. The only way out is to be saved by a famous online gamer and an old school vampire hunter.
Oh, man. I don't think that's the synopsis that's on Hulu.
It's not.
No?
That's a completely different synopsis.
Dude, the Hulu
that's
one.
That's on IMDb.
That one, I wouldn't have watched from that one.
Right.
That's but
what
Hulu's.
I
yeah.
That's my beef.
I don't know. I might. I mean.
Tim would try it at least.
Because the premise, yeah, the premise of that. I'm like, sure, why not?
Here, this is the Hulu one, just so that we have a comparison.
You're a Hulu one.
Kick-ass vampire slayer Elliot Jones made it his life's mission to take revenge on the bloodsuckers who murdered his teenage daughter. After years of tracking them, he has finally reached their secret and hidden base.
Hmm.
They sound like two different movies.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah. That one just sounds like a Van Helsing type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one just sounds like a joke.
I know.
Right. Which, like, that's like, my
with
biggest
a video game streamer.
But
beef.
Yeah, the whole video online gamer and old school vampire. Like, I don't know. That just sounds weird.
But at least that synopsis is truthful. That one is the Hulu one is
misleading.
So far from what the fuck this movie
yeah,
is about.
It's very misleading.
Dude, the Elliot guy was like on screen maybe like a quarter, 25% of the film.
I was going to say maybe, yeah, like 10% of the film.
Yeah.
But like his voiceover was on there, it throughout.
Well, he's the narrator, yeah.
There was a lot of narration.
Yeah.
But the main, another thing that like right off the bat ground my gears about this film was that
She's just using double idioms.
Yeah. The levels of the sound didn't feel right. And I'm okay. Yep. I was like, Tim, was that just me going crazy?
Driving me nuts. Or
yeah. And like, it's not in like a typical Nolan-esque way where it's like, whisper, 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 get really loud. It's like, there's entirely too much fucking music over top of the dialogue. And like, if you turn it up, you're just blowing yourself off the couch. But if you leave it down, you're like, huh? What are you saying? It's horrible.
It drove me nuts because it was constantly up and down from like changing the volume. I was like, all right, loud part. And I like had to turn it down. You know, it's like.
I assumed you would have just used subs.
Yeah. I almost just turned on the subs because I was like, this is just insane. I did at one point. Yeah. So I just like, I understand like films being like indie and maybe not having budget, but I'm like, did someone listen to this? And that's what they went with because. This is horrible. Like, please try it on a TV before you release it.
Yeah, seriously. It's almost like, you know, when they have like commercials that are louder. Like,
But like,
I also think it feels like they had two different editors or something. It's like certain editors were for one part and the other ones for the music.
Yeah.
And the music person was just like, just crank this up a little bit.
Right?
The story's not good enough. Let's just make it a music movie.
Yeah, let's just put all sorts of fucking music that don't even meet the tone, including a whole section of air horns for an entirely too long. Like, one air horn didn't even make any sense, and then they're just, like, air horning for 5 minutes straight. I was ready to kill myself at that point. Yeah, like that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was horrible. I couldn't handle the music and the other thing. Gosh, I feel like I've just launched into it, but I can't stop. Yeah. The other thing that was like the montages or like the weird fucking like YouTube videos in the middle, not from the streamers, but just like I felt like they were like, ooh, okay, we don't know how to transition or like we don't actually have any film to use at this point. Let's just put a bunch of random fucking nature videos on screen or something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and like they were all known as the streamers. And then there was a streamer group that followed the streamers who were streaming. And I'm like, this is too meta?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think I knew what they were going for.
I get it.
And they were trying to make fun of that kind of stuff, but they like overshot big time.
Yeah.
Like I get the whole feeling for like part of the film was good. Mm-hmm. And then there were parts of it where it was just like, oh, come on. That's just too much. Like you had something solid and you just, I don't know.
I think that I was trying to get at the root of the issue besides like my little gripes. And I think it's that there's like a bunch of different movies mashed into one. Like, if you do the revenge Hulu synopsis, like that could have been a film, right? Didn't need to be in this film. The one where he goes and recruits the streamer girl and comes back and kills everybody. That's almost like a separate tone and situation than the streamers getting married and turning in and taking over the world. And it's like apocalyptic and all that. I'm just like, wait, pick a lane and put me in it. Like, I don't know what's happening from like 15 minutes and then it changes to a whole different storyline. It was really weird.
It was.
Like, I don't know how else to describe it.
Sam's dad only made it 22 minutes in.
Yeah. That's fair.
So at that point, what, his daughter had died?
Yeah. That was the hotel scene. Mm-hmm. Where his daughter was brutally murdered.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, Jesus Christ.
I mean, I feel like they could have very easily made it. And maybe they didn't do this because there's a bunch of, you know, vampire movies out there. But, like, they could have easily made it a serious film. And it probably would have been pretty good.
If they didn't try and do all, like, the...
All the goofy shit? Like, yeah, okay. So... Making it modern, sure, you include those people, that's why they're there, but you make it a more serious tone, none of the goofy weird edits, none of the random YouTube bits, none of this just over the top like streamer stuff. You just have those people there and then the dude shows up to kill the vampires, right? Like and then he's got his whole storyline that you're like following him, and you could do the two storylines mashed together a little bit better than just the goofiness that it was, which not that I hated it, like, because I like these style of films, but they're either hit or miss.
Yeah. Usually. And I also wonder too, like, if they were trying too hard to like make everything fit together, because kind of what you were saying, Tim, like if you had toned back some of it, like I think it would have landed better, either more serious or you could focus on actually making it a horror comedy, because like the way it ends up is like, it's not really even that funny. You know what I mean?
So right.
Like,
no, yeah. You didn't really execute really anything. There.
Yeah. You're kind of just like this weird middle.
Maybe we're too old for it. Maybe.
Well, that's...
It's crazy because we grew up with streaming and all this kind of shit. So like...
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
And there's almost an element to like the scores of the humans versus
the vampires. Video game scores.
Yeah, that kind of like reminded me of like, I don't know. I don't know if it reminded me of Zombieland because that girl is in Zombieland, but I was like, okay, I kind of get what you're going for here, right? Like the random text that comes up where they're explaining how to refuse the blood or like the steps of stuff. I'm like, okay, I like you've got the elements of like what would be a funny, like what's missing. I don't know, but they didn't do it.
It's not on the level of Zombieland. There was another movie I was thinking about that it reminded me of, and I can't remember right now, but Zombieland's a good like comparison.
Yeah. But so I was going to say, it kind of feels like they tried to make it for like Zoomers.
Maybe.
But it was a bunch of people that didn't know what Zoomers were into. Right? So they just tried to make it like, what do the young people
what
like?
What do you think Zoomers are like?
Yeah.
Air horns. They love air horns. Let's put a lot. We got to add a bunch of those. We can't forget that.
They love Instagram. Horses.
So like, apparently. I feel like it was like trying to like appeal to that audience, but they didn't know how.
Yeah.
And for us, who's just like right past the line, it's like, what?
Yeah, I think they missed the mark on that. I mean, the whole reason for they needed a hook to get the storyline started, right? To get the people there.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, they've done it. It's been done in a couple times where like vampires are in charge of like a business or they just live
Twilight.
Out in the wild, you know? Yeah, exactly.
Literally like Twilight.
Yeah.
I actually really liked the lore of the vampire family.
Oh yeah,
and
no,
like
that was interesting.
How they were degrading over time, and how he like explained it and looked it up and everything. Like that all was really good. I thought that was. I was like, that's a pretty cool universe. Like you know, but.
But you made it look like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, I think that would have benefited from like serious treatment other than like just this random scrapbook he like put together and is like, here, read this. Like,
and that happened way too late in the film.
Yes.
In my opinion, like you can't do like a flashback / lore dump at the climax of the film.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, it was literally right there. And then you're like, fuck.
You're like, wait, why didn't I know this from the beginning?
Yeah. Because he was definitely talking about vampires and all that in the beginning. Like, he could have just... But the other thing that was kind of, I guess, like, bizarre and irked me is that, like, hi, I'm a famous streamer, and I'm having my wedding today. But don't worry, I have a pre-wedding task. And then nobody ever really follows up to see if guests went to my wedding or... Because, like, if you're that famous... You're either like eloping or you have a crowd of people. So for you to be like, yeah, we'll be back in time for the wedding. And then nobody's like checking on you is like, what the fuck?
They had people checking in. They had those YouTubers, remember?
That. Yeah. I just was like, this is just unrealistic.
Well, what was unrealistic was when she was the main girl, the gamer girl was fucking live streaming when she couldn't even connect to the internet earlier.
Yeah. That was weird. I was going to bring that up.
But then she goes in the bunker and can't connect. And I'm like, well, right. But like, she shouldn't have been able to connect in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny to me. I'm like, it's like such a small little annoyance, but it grew on me too much.
I know. I feel like sometimes when we watch for the podcast, like I'm more likely to find those little plot holes and they piss me off more because I'm like watching.
Yep. You're watching
to like judge it versus enjoy it.
What was
now? Go his ahead. Beard bothered me.
It was weird,
was so bad
because it was fake.
Yeah,
for whatever reason, fake beards bug the shit out of me when I can tell they're fake.
Yeah, it's like, it looks like they just put like cotton balls on.
They literally just glued it on. Yeah. Like, there's like, a scene where he like looks down and you can clearly see the lines.
Oh,
that,
seriously?
Like, yeah, you can clearly see where it's glued. I'm like,
that's
what
amazing.
The fuck?
Come on, people.
Come
and
on,
now
man.
I don't know if that's intentional.
Like, yeah, true.
It would actually have been funny if like at some point he was like, and like ripped it off. And
it's
like,
me.
That would have been a great joke. He would have just been like, I don't know why I'm still wearing this, but he like rips it off or something. But like part of it gets burnt. He's like, and they're like, oh my God. And he's just like, that's all right. And he like rips it off.
Yeah.
That'd been great.
Dude, so Tim, you were talking about the lore, right? And how it's kind of interesting. Did you notice they dropped DB Cooper at the very end?
Yeah.
I'm like, just going to drop DB Cooper's name like that? I'm like, I'm up without a paddle.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yep.
Yeah, I don't even know who DB Cooper is. You had to explain it to me.
He disappeared. He was in a plane. He disappeared.
Out of an airplane. He was a bank robber.
Yeah.
When would I have learned this?
When you watched Without a Paddle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Without a Paddle. He's basically the premise that, and Without a Paddle.
It's 100% the premise.
But it is based on a true story.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And
not,
like,
not the movie, but the story of DB.
Yeah. And then...
It was the guy that jumped out of a plane with a bunch of money and it just disappeared.
Yeah. And then they do it. There's a Drunk History episode on him.
Oh, there's a lot. Watch that. I enjoy Drunk History.
Who doesn't?
They distill it down for the people.
But
I'm on a roll today.
What did
you are.
What did you think of the their Coke fingers?
Right? I don't understand what those were for. What
but
was
it was
happening?
Like the index finger. Normally the Coke finger is the pinky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had an issue with the vampires in general, and that was one of them. It's like, so it was kind of their weapon, sort of. They, like,
yeah, they jabbed with
stuff.
It.
It's like these vampires were pretty fucking weak in general. And maybe part of like the bloodline was, you know, getting weaker.
Oh, true. Yeah.
But they were basically just humans. Blood. They weren't like anything impressive.
Dude, the fiance, I was looking at her. I'm like, this bitch is a vampire. And then she got the shot and I was like, oh, I guess she wasn't. I'm like, but she's going to be chill with it.
Yeah, she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like such a weird array of people they have in this movie. Like the Thomas Jane dude who plays Elliot is apparently really like people love him.
He's good. I like him.
Yeah.
Right. And then the girl, the gamer girl's from Moonrise Kingdom.
I thought she looked familiar.
Then the one girl is from Zombieland.
Yep.
Yeah, the girl that's not good at acting.
Abigail? Was her name Abigail?
Yeah, Abigail Breslin. She was like a child actress. And then then she kind of like stepped away.
She
and
did
I
okay
wonder if
this,
she
yeah
just like didn't learn to like really. She stepped away and didn't learn how to push forward.
I mean, she didn't do terribly in this, but like it was almost like they were just leaning on sexuality with her.
Yeah.
She's always kind of like a B, C character. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
If she ever mained.
She might have mained when she was a kid, but she's not so much a main anymore.
Then you have Jack, who looks like he's a fucking Jake Paul clone.
I don't know.
He's got cred.
Yeah. Now that you say that, yeah.
He's got cred, Sam.
Okay.
From South Park.
Making me think of him.
I know. I don't like to think of him.
Is he a YouTuber?
Yeah.
Why didn't they just get him to play him? Like, Jesus Christ, go all in.
I'd have never watched the movie.
Nobody would have.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, a lot of people actually like probably would have.
Yeah, no.
Probably
like,
just, that's what I was going to say.
Jake
his
and
whole
Logan
fan
Paul,
base
they, they made that prime drink that is not targeted for children, but they target children for it.
Yeah.
South Park did
I've never heard of it.
Oh, South Park did a whole bit on it.
Yeah, just
when I say
the
a
South
bit, I mean it's an entire episode.
Well, yeah, that's usually how South Park goes.
I got cred, man. Oh, he doesn't have cred. It's not real.
Yeah, you just got to go watch it. Educate yourself. That's how I educated myself. And I was like, this is hilarious. Now I can't walk through the store without laughing my ass off.
Yeah. And then you all, the wife of like the billionaire, she's in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a
few
things.
I've seen her around in a bunch of things.
And then the fiance chick, she looks like she's straight out of like Riverdale.
I could see that. I don't think she is, but I could
see
that.
Sam has watched Riverdale and I have been in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she just looks like she would exist in that universe.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that assessment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tim, go.
I was just going to say, at the end, did I misunderstand this? Or was it that when the vampire died, all these vampires around the world became human again?
I thought they died. Did they become human?
They definitely didn't die. I thought they were just...
It had like a bunch of people that it was showing, and it was like, oh, Dracula's biggest fan. It was some old lady, and she was like staring out the window, and it was like her son, and he was like staring out the window. And it's like, it was a bunch of stuff like that. And I was like, wait, so these people were vampires and now aren't? And now they're kind of just like...
They were all vamps.
Yeah.
They were all like being sad.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is why I was like, did they just like die? Like, I don't know why, I was just like...
You're just a random vampire, and then one day you're not. And you're just like...
Very sad. You would look out the window and be like, damn. Yeah. Contemplate your next move.
See, I just thought they were just mourning his death.
Could be.
It could be definitely either.
Yeah.
Well, my theory was wrong. I was just because the numbers kept going up. And then they stopped, and then they all looked sad. And I was like, are they sad because they're going to die? Like, or
or are they sad that death dude died?
Or they're sad because they're human? I don't know. It was ambiguous.
Yep.
How'd you like that he had just like a nuke?
That was funny.
That's fucking great. It's like it wasn't really, but it was fucking great because it just, that shot from outer space is like, that's explosion, wasn't that?
I know. Like, it's ridiculous.
I love that, though. Yeah. They did some good. Work with some of the ridiculous stuff for sure.
It's just the all the extras.
I agree.
Yeah,
the extras not needed.
It's not at all.
Mostly the air horns. I think I would have given it a pass. I probably wouldn't have given it a pass, but I don't think I would have been so salty if I didn't have that 5-minute air horn scene.
Like, yeah,
it's terrible.
Why?
Yeah. I'm sitting there being like, why? And then it's making me like get even more angry. Like smoke's coming out of my ears.
People like air horns.
I guess. That's what somebody thought. They're like, what free sounds can we get? Air horns. People like air horns. Roasted.
I mean, you quite literally. Yeah, I would imagine that's one of the most free sounds for a movie you can get. Besides the Wilhelm scream, the door, you know, that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, there's always that one door that goes. That drives me nuts. Wilhelm, I always laugh about.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I started laughing about it once we found out about it on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretty much, yeah. That's where it was like, oh, yeah.
And then you start hearing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were like,
but there's a bunch of those sounds. Like, I can't tell if sometimes they're trying to save money or they intentionally put that in there to pay homage to like how it used to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like back in the day, like the Wilhelm one was always somebody falling from really high up. Like you were like always like falling.
Star Wars but abused
now
it.
Now it's just random. Yes. Yeah.
Like the original Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
Yes.
But yeah, that's it.
That's it.
I guess so.
Tim, you flipping this on? 2 years of waiting.
I was on the fence. And I'm still like 50-50 on it. And I'm wondering if I was in a different state of mind, if I would like it more. I think it has potential to like for people to enjoy it. I just.
Do you want me to play some air horns?
There's a lot of weird shit in it. So I'm going to flip off for now.
Yeah, that's it's a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
A lot of it. Just. Just it. I just wasn't feeling it. Like, I can't even.
Either. I don't know if it's like a mood thing or I just, you know what I mean? Like,
I got bored. Because
when I first found it, I was like, oh, that sounds fun. And then today I was just like, yeah, all right. You know, I was like,
yeah.
I don't know.
2 years of waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Azkaban.
nice.
So, yeah, no, everything I've said, just ditto what I said earlier.
Yeah, ditto. Yeah. There you go.
Sam? Sam's flipping it on. I've already looked at her letterbox review.
She for sure is flipping it on.
She definitely did not give a monologue earlier about why she loved this film.
I would go so far as to say I was in pain watching this film.
Yeah. That's
fair. Like, it reminded me of Disaster Movie, where I just wanted to desperately fast forward and finish it because.
Like, just get it over with.
I am horrified.
You fast forward?
I would say I was pleasantly surprised by how quickly it ended.
Oh, 88 minutes. Yes. That's the best part.
Yeah. I was like, because I paused it at one point. And I was like, oh, shit, I only got like 10 minutes left.
Thank God. You're like.
Usually pause is where I'm like, oh, I need a break.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and that was the thing I was going to say is like, I desperately wanted to fast forward. Keep in mind, it's an hour and a half film. Like,
not even.
It's not long.
It's not even, because you got to think there's like four minutes of credit.
It's so short. Because I was thinking in my head, like, could I say that they could cut something? And I'm like, no, then it's just a short film. Like, it's not a feature. And I don't know.
Take out that intro. Yeah. Take that out, the intro and the credits, and it's probably an 80-minute film.
Take out all the montages. Right. How much do you think it is?
60.
It's a short film. They just put the montages in to make it a feature.
Right.
Ay.
So, yeah. There's no spinner. But there are ratings for this.
Yeah.
This movie, the critics give it a 22%.
Okay.
IMDb. Oh, wait. The audience give it a 14%.
Oh, shit.
IMDb, 3.2 out of 10. Out of 10. I see, since it's below 5, I make sure to say out of 10.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Because it's rough, buddy.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
But what I was saying was, next week we've got another Vault working title film that I think it's my turn.
Sure.
We're going to say it's my turn.
You're up to bat.
Why not?
Crack the safe open.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you would like to watch what we're watching, you can follow along on Instagram or Threads. We like to post little teasers, little things that are going on. We are at FlipperFlicks. We also have a website, FlipperFlicks.com, and Gmail, FlipperFlicks@gmail.com. We appreciate anybody sending in recommendations. We like to watch what you watch, what you enjoy, maybe what you didn't like. If you want to torture us, send in something terrible, we'd like to watch it anyway. Give our own little unprofessional review. Also, we do like having reviews. So if you didn't enjoy us, or you did enjoy us and our unprofessionalism, please let us know. It doesn't matter if it's public, private, however you want to send it in, we'd like to hear from you. Lastly, we drop episodes every Thursday at 1 p.m. So if you are following along, you'll know what's going on the week before. And you'll be able to watch the movie beforehand if you want to. Or sit around and wait for the episode to drop. And then see our terrible or awesome review.